Station, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Roads to austerity. 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 Austerity.
Government's road building program at Hastings this winter. Derail Osborne's new road building program with the second battle of Hastings. Pledge your support or pledge to come and take peaceful direct action against the bulldozers to stop Osborne's new roads. 30 billion of public money nationally on 190 road schemes. Invest that money in sustainable transport and reversing the cuts and public services. £100 million for a 3-mile road to nowhere while local social services are being slashed. Stop the Hastings to Bexhill Link Road in its tracks this winter with peaceful direct action. Sign the pledge to peacefully resist the first of Osborne's roads. Derail the government's road building programs before they've got started. And get that money switched to sustainable transport, public services, and reversing the cuts. £30 billion on almost 200 roads that no one needs.
It's the 20th of October 2012, from at the March Against Cuts or March Against Austerity or whatever it's called up in London. Just stopped off by the second battle of Hastings. We've got a sort of stall almost kind of taking over a little road island here with that.
Sign the 1056 pledge.
The placard, it says join the second battle of Hastings.
Peacefully resist the first of Osborne's roads. The Tory government's programme to spend the £30 billion of our money building new roads instead of investing in sustainable transport, public service jobs, and reversing the cuts. Derail the Tory government's road building programme in its tracks this winter with the second battle of Hastings.
And it's like
the Hastings to Bexhill Link Road, a road to nowhere, literally 100 million for 3 miles, through or very near several sites of special scientific interest.
Back I looked at the Bay of Tapestry there with the animals and various people looking, holding banners, the motorway of George Osborne driving in with an arrow in his eye.
Support equal resistance to the first of the Tory government's road building programme at Hastings this winter.
It's a big globe thing, white globe coming up behind us like a balloon. We're sort of standing on the central reservation here. So if I have to move in a sec, we'll get knocked over. So red placard put up under a traffic light that says, join the second battle of Hastings, stop Osborne's new roads, cut roads, stop public services. Another banner says, cut Osborne's roads, stop public services, with scissors and a road, not surprisingly. Good stuff, we're getting pledges to close the road.
Demonstrates that
there's
a
process. Oh, that's good, that's gone away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a balloon going away. It's a long panorama. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, our colleague's just taking a photograph with me in it, my hair all over the place. We've got a helicopter overhead. We're in Hyde Park, just to the end of that march, which went through some nice but fairly quiet London streets. They don't put them through Oxford Street like they used to. And compared to the big anti-war march in February 2003, it's quite small, to be honest. The field here is, it's quite a good crowd ahead of us, but not as packed as I might have thought. There's a speaker having a go over there on the megaphone, you can might hear. And they've got these big white balloons bobbing around that look quite odd in the distance. They make it look a bit like a nuclear power station and the old big golf ball things against the rather grey office or apartment blocks in the background. So, I think it's been quite good. We had a few V for Vendetta masks as usual. We had the anonymous group. And you got any thoughts, Martin, on what you've seen today?
Yes, I think it's pretty impressive seeing the turnout. It always is for protests. I mean, I've not been to as many as you over the years, but whenever I go, I'm always amazed by the amount of people that make the effort to turn up. But I was saying earlier, I mean, my sort of issue with protests is sometimes you just get the sense that it was all for nothing, really, because you'll get a big turnout. We're now at the point where we're going to hear the speakers giving their presentations to the group that's forming up in Hyde Park, but they all just go home at the end of the day and it's all kind of back to normal, which is unavoidable. But I must say, one of the things about the riots in London last year, although obviously a lot of it was just anarchy and criminal violence, they made a stand and they weren't scared of making a firm stand, even if it meant breaking the law. And I'm not condoning it, but I think there's just two different sort of sides to that. And I mean, we're seeing the sort of tame, kind of legal way of approaching protest here, which is the right way of doing things. But you have to sometimes see that it's ineffectual when you see the amount of media attention and that was generated by what happened last year in London. It makes you wonder what kind of reaction the media would have if a group of people here, i.e. unionists, socialists, actually started really getting firm about something. Like, say, for example, a mass camp down in Hyde Park, refusing to budge from Hyde Park. Everyone just brings tents and says, we're going to be here for 6 weeks or whatever. Just make a big scene. Don't just all go home at the end of the day. Yeah. And that's always my problem with these sort of protests.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun blowing the fiddle of sailors and that we've heard coming along and shaking the funny little plastic hands to make a clapping noise and blowing the whistles, and it's all good, but it's a bit like a carnival really, which is great, you know, but it can be a little bit like, you do that, you've done, let off your steam a bit, and you go home, you know. And it is a good turnout, like you said. I was comparing it to the biggest march ever when I was saying what I said earlier, but it's a pretty good turnout. But from here I wouldn't go, my god, that's a threat to the society, you know.
No, that's the thing, and it's for the people that are here, it feels like a big day out. They've obviously arranged it. Their respective groups from different parts of the country have come down. They're all flying different banners, different unions, people from all over the country. Yeah. But it makes you wonder if they're really struggling now, and if your jobs are on the line and they're struggling to make ends meet, you kind of think to yourself, surely they're prepared to do more than just a Saturday afternoon and have listened to a bunch of speakers and make a bit of a racket.
Well, there is talk of having a one-day general strike, so some of them are lobbying for that.
Yeah.
But it's not a part of this event as such, probably possibly not endorsed by it, I don't know. But
I've seen a few
direct action as such, you know. It's a demonstration is what it says. It's a demonstration of an opinion, really, you know. It's no more than that. It's not even really a, I don't know what protest, but that's, I mean, direct action's different when you actually do something. It's different from just an organised event with permission and very marshalled and everything. It is just a day out to show an opinion, really, which is good, but these things can get ignored. That's the trouble. Then they moan and say, well, you don't listen to us. Why should we vote when you don't listen to this sort of event, you know? But if you expected David Miliband to come down here and give a speech and then be sort of deified, is another mask on the same face, possibly, as David Icke says, you know, then you get the next one next year coming along and saying, we're the guys who are going to help you out. And You know what I mean? It's always changing the just changing the heads around on the little plastic soldiers, you know.
Yeah, it's just that old saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you vote for, the government will get in.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if people here get that. I think a lot of them probably still believe in politics and believe that they can make a difference by bringing in a certain politician, voting for a certain MP.
Yeah.
But I think we're at that point now. Certainly, if you study Ike, Alex Jones, Alan Watt, etc., that's not the answer.
No.
And it's just a shame that more and more people aren't waking up to that harsh reality, which is that we need to do more than just willing Labour. I don't know if these guys are pro-Labour or not.
Well, I think it's more or less a Labour-orientated event. A lot of Green Party around, Socialist Worker, they always come to these sort of events.
Yeah.
So I think it's a Labour bias. But there's a lot of Socialist Worker banners, I must say. Certainly things for sale, papers as usual. Which, the Green Party come out with the old... that's a union behind us. The Green Party have come out with the old carbon stuff. Yawn, we've heard it all before. And
it's good to see Anonymous make an effort to turn up.
Absolutely.
And I've had a bit of a history with Anonymous. Not history, but I'm aware of their roots, shall we say.
Yeah.
And I've sort of seen the sort of way that they've evolved over the years from a kind of small group on the internet doing hacktivism style activities.
Yeah.
Sort of stemming from a various anonymous that's where they got the name from, the fact that they used to go on forums that were anonymous in nature, so you couldn't register a username, and they've kind of stuck with that term. But you always see them around now at sort of events. They've kind of moved out from the internet into the real world, and it's good to see. But sometimes I do wonder what their real agenda is, and if, you know, I think Alan Watts talks about it a little bit, you know, they kind of may be compromised to a certain extent. But who knows? I mean, I think a lot of the time they're just looking for a day out and to cause a bit of a scene.
Yeah, we went about an hour ago. We were walking on the road here, and there was a bit of a minor incident. It looked like something might kick off. A girl ran off a side road, which the march wasn't meant to split away from, and then some police moved after her, and then some anonymous moved after them, and there was a bit of confusion. But nothing really happened. They all kind of ran off again, and the police just stood across the road, and that was it. But So that was as far as it got in terms of being a kicking off event today. But you never know. We're not always saying we want that to happen. We don't know. But it's interesting to watch anyway. That's right beside that. I think we're going to have a wonder now. Have a look at the part of the event that's on these big luminous TVs that you get at all these events now.
Oh, good to see you, Lois.
Jobs to apply for.
Hi, Steve Murphy from UKETS. It's great to see so many people here today from all trade unions fighting injustice. But I have to tell you, I'm angry and disgusted at what the Conservatives and their Lib Dem stooges are doing to workers and their families. And that's why my union, and I'm proud to say, voted for Motion 5 at the TUC conference. The government cuts are destroying my industry, the construction industry. In the last 2 years, 120,000 construction workers have lost their jobs. The recession in construction has dragged the entire economy into a double-dip recession. And a million construction workers on the dole who could be building the houses this country so badly needs today. By reversing the cuts and investing in housing, not only will we be getting construction workers back to work, we will be giving children a decent chance in life. All children deserve a decent home, not just the privileged children of the millionaire cabinet ministers.
Matt's members keep all of us safe every day of every week of every year. I invite you to speak, Matt.
Well, brothers and sisters, comrades, greetings from the Fire Brigades Union. Now, Kevin Maguire earlier said that the police had said there was 100,000 on this march. Well, my delegation haven't even reached the park as yet, so I'd say to our colleagues in the police that there's some problem with numeracy. Perhaps it's down to the education cuts that have already been in place. There's far, far more than that on this demonstration today. Actually, politicians like praising our members when we turn out to fires, floods, explosions and so on, but at the same time they are devastating our service up and down the country. They are closing fire stations, getting rid of fire engines, getting rid of firefighters' jobs. Just this week we hear in the press that 17 fire stations in London, in the capital city, are under threat of closure, and 600 firefighters' jobs to go in the capital city. That's a lot of disgrace. It's the same story all over the country, in all our towns and cities, and that will mean, when David Cameron says he'll protect frontline services, what planet is he on? Because that will mean it will take longer and longer when you dial 999 for firefighters to come out and deal with that emergency. What an absolute and utter scandal. So we urge you to support us in our campaigns, as we support everyone in any area of public life defending public services, or fighting for a decent wage, or fighting to defend their pensions, because we don't believe austerity and cuts are necessary at all. Not one cut is necessary. We paid, you paid, your families and your colleagues paid to bail out the banks. You paid once, and now you're being asked to pay again through seeing your wages fall, your pensions ripped up, and your jobs and futures destroyed. But instead of bailing out the banks, I say we should take them over and run them as a democratic public service. We've got a government of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich. And we need people fighting for our people as strong as they do for theirs. We will need to fight of our lives over the next period, and that will mean industrial action. It will mean greater and greater coordination and generalised action. And that won't just come from the top, that will only come if that's discussed and debated in every single workplace across the UK. We will need not just trade unions involved, we want our other people, young people, unemployed people, pensioners and students. We need community action, and yes, I believe we need direct action. If they're going to close our hospitals, if they're going to close our youth centres or our schools, then I think it's perfectly reasonable that people step in and say, you're not closing them, we're occupying them to defend them. After all, isn't that a big society in action? Us standing up for ourselves and defending our communities. These people will tell us the listen to them in the past, you never would have won the right to vote. You never would have won the right to be in a trade union. We never would have won our health service or our education service. So don't listen to them when they say there's no alternative. We've only ever made progress when we've stood up ourselves and said we set in our own alternative, and then we fought for it. That's the challenge today and going forward. Thank you very much.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.